You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Today, new numbers from the Labor Department brought more sobering news on the economic front. The first monthly job loss nationwide in almost a decade. The number of losses, 701,000 in March, shows just how abruptly a previously soaring economy came to a stop. Just yesterday, you see, we reported that nearly 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment over the last 2 weeks. The reason that today's numbers are more modest is that the new ones cover the whole month of March. So how are we doing in Texas? Fact is, numbers are a little more hazy, but the picture is nonetheless grim. Officially, some 275,000 people applied for unemployment in Texas last week, but that doesn't count many of the folks who were hitting a dead end trying to be counted and get some help. During one 24-hour period, some 1.5 million phone calls were made to the state's unemployment agency, the Texas Workforce Commission. And reaching a real person was, for many, almost impossible. Ditto going online, there were reports of crashes and pages that wouldn't load. Even Governor Abbott conceded at a news conference this week things aren't going smoothly, promising that the state's working on a series of levels to help get relief for newly unemployed Texans. Here to talk about what the state is doing, Cisco Gomez. He is spokesman for the Texas Workforce Commission. Cisco, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks, David.
What is the state doing right now? We're hearing, of course, and I'm sure you are too, from some very angry and frustrated people who've been trying at all hours to get through and get their claim filed, but the online system times them out or tells them they need to place a phone call in which they try to call. They're getting a busy signal or staying on hold. What's happening?
So first and foremost, we want to help every Texan in need. And if they qualify for unemployment insurance, they will receive benefits. In the last 19 days, we have helped over 500,000 Texans receive unemployment insurance. So to put that in perspective, in all of 2019, we helped over 700,000 people file claims. And right. If we keep up at this pace, we're likely to hit that number in just over a month.
How exactly, what's actually happening on the back end here? Is it that there aren't enough operators or that the systems aren't robust enough to handle the number of calls or the internet traffic, or what's happening?
So it's just, there's a large number of calls coming through. Prior to COVID-19, the most calls we would receive in a single day was 60,000. That was the most. So to put that in perspective, last week we were receiving on more than 1.5 million calls in a single day. And that was multiple days like that. So We are working into the weekend. We are moving people from other departments to unemployment insurance services. And we are hiring more people to work the call centers. In the last 2 weeks, we hired over 100 people into that department for the call center. We've moved 200 from other departments to handle that secure information and help people with claims. And then this week we're moving another 250 over from other departments to manage that. So we have over 1,000 people in unemployment insurance services working. It's all hands on deck. We are going to help everyone in need.
I noticed that you said that, and Governor Abbott underscored that at a press conference on Tuesday, that you're not going to be denied a claim just because you're having a hard time getting through. But I'm thinking about some of the practical implications here, because this week, you know, rent and utilities were due for a lot of Texans, and many of those who have lost their jobs are now weeks behind in getting unemployment checks. As a practical matter, what do you tell people who have not been able to actually get through so that they can secure a flow of money to make those payments?
So if they qualify for unemployment insurance, they will receive benefits. And to help put them at ease, so prior to COVID-19, your eligibility for benefits, the time that your benefits started, in general, was when you filed that claim. With the disaster declaration, we are backdating those claims to the date of their job separation back until about March 8th. So they will receive those funds. They will receive them. You know, hang in there and help us. You know, let us help them. It's just taking time with the number of people applying.
Cisco, once an applicant gets a confirmation that the claim has been filed, how long between that point and when they actually get a check?
So from the time that they file and become qualified, on average, it takes about 21 days to receive benefits. that's either direct deposit or by a debit card in the mail. For some people, it's going to be a little bit faster. For other people, it might take a little bit longer. It just varies on a case-by-case basis.
Cisco Gomez is spokesman for the Texas Workforce Commission. We'll have a link to the website and to more detailed information about how you can reach out and contact the TWC at texasstandard.org. Cisco, thanks for keeping us updated. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.